66.0 EDG 01110620260810 Audio. Attaching the caps. Before starting this section, we'll make a few assumptions. Any potential cold soldering issues have been addressed for the entire station, including both the interior and exterior. We'll also assume that removing or replacing the cap is an exceptional measure for the SSV. In other words, the electronics view of the station's exterior will be considered a routine procedure. With that said, let's begin. The goal here isn't speed, but rather the effectiveness of the part being inserted into the ports. I've chosen to screw the part into the frame. In our view, it will be easier to add compression seals to the stepped section to close the opening. How many steps will this cap have? I don't know. The seals will absorb some of the station's passive heat, which should greatly contribute to the overall longevity. Compression seals offer a simple solution. They are replaceable, and I believe this is the best option for this part of the station. A second anchor point must be present on the plugs. Why? For whatever reason, should this plug become unavailable, a simple fabrication method must be planned to close the opening. Remember that in addition to protecting the occupants from radiation, this plug will also serve as a seal. A simple way to hold it in place, besides the threads, is an L-shaped handle with an angled end. This end will act as a compression point on the outer part of the frame with a rotation. How many are needed? That will depend on the diameter of the porthole. For smaller ones, we believe 2 is sufficient. For large portholes, this number could increase to 3 or even 4. It depends. In this specific case, it's a case-by-case situation. A 360-degree circular recess in the frame is, in our opinion, a good way to accommodate the mechanism of this control. Positioning indicators should also be present for aligning the cap. A simple justification is for camera alignment. A second justification is for the speed of inserting a part that isn't originally part of the frame. Here, we're again talking about the window's watertightness. While writing this, I wonder if there's a color standard for top and bottom in space. A color reference would be desirable, in our opinion. As an example, and somewhat jokingly, let's define top as blue and bottom as red. Let's add to that a simple phrase to remember: the sky is blue, but hell is red. Hard to forget, even in an emergency, don't you think? Now let's talk a little more about this utility area in the center of the port. If not used, it will simply be filled with radiation shielding material. Obviously, there must be a way to remove the material from this area should it be used in the future. This comment relates to sketch EDG 65. Let's briefly consider some possible uses for this area. A cable pass-through. A ventilation area. A channel for injecting a waterproof material. The addition of extra sensors. A sighting eye without a camera. A lighting point, if necessary. Etc. Now let's talk about my concerns. Fogging, thermal shock, residual color on the porthole, image quality, how many separate layers for this window, where to locate the instrumentation and how to replace it, etc. You get the idea, it's not simple. The next section will discuss porthole instrumentation and monitoring. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is June 11, 2026.